Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Because we're serving you a feast of celebrity goodness, baby. And of course, before we do that, we gotta say hello to our folks in LA. What's up, Heidi, Frank, and Chewy? What's up? Yeah. And joining them is actress and radio personality Tammy Mack. Hey, yeah. Tammy girl. Hey, girl. Oh, she gets those sounds too. All right. So, Snoop has a job for someone with quick fingers. Yeah. Hey, well, we'll tell you about that a little later. And you won't believe what list Beyonce came second on? Ooh. Oh, my gosh. But first, Headcrack, what you got?
All right, so you already know that Hollywood is filled with older man, younger woman couples. Now, actor Michael Douglas has done it twice. Now, his first wife was 12 years younger than him, and his current wife, Catherine Zeta-Jones, is 25 years younger.
Damn.
But, Mike doesn't like the idea for his and Catherine's daughter, though. When asked how he feel if his 16-year-old daughter, Karis, brought home someone older, he said, I think it would kill me. I would try to support her, but I'd be watching very carefully. Catherine and I have been talking about it. We're very close to the first boyfriend coming. She's been very picky, but she's right on the cusp.
Mm. Listen, well, when she's 16, you don't want anybody over 18. I get that. But if you're 25 years older than your wife, hey, Pops.
Pops, chill.
Yeah. You have no
That's
to
right.
talk.
Yeah. And you're going to raise her in L.A.? It's going to happen.
No, see, the question is not even fair because the daughter that he has is currently 16. Yeah. He said she really hasn't even had a boyfriend yet. So to say, would you like her boyfriend to be old like you? He's like, wait, what a whole slow down. She hasn't had a boyfriend yet.
You have a 21-year-old daughter.
22.
My bad. Birthday in July. Okay, so how old would be okay for her to bring home?
Be like my age, being like almost 50?
Daddy issues.
Yeah, could she bring home a 49-year-old man? Wow. And you're like, hey, bro, what's up? How you doing? Come
on. So when Michael Douglas was 25 years old, Catherine Zeta-Jones wasn't even born yet?
No. Right. He was just being born.
He was dating her mother.
Yikes. Damn. Would you be cool with it, Frank? Would you be cool?
I think it depends on what he does. I mean, if he's a successful guy, then, you know.
Also, if he has money, he's good.
Yeah. I told my son the other day, I go, you don't have the privilege of marrying rich, so you got to work hard, boy. Daughter marries rich, I'm good, but he's old and he's a loser? No.
All right, y'all. Rapper Gucci Mane has had a turbulent life, and he's praised his wife, Keisha Kayor, on Instagram for sticking with him and not bouncing when times got tough.
Okay.
He said, in part, everyone want this, but what y'all forgot... Wait.
Come on, Gucci Mane.
That was so good. Brad. That was
everyone
so...
Everyone want this, but what y'all forget was she was with Wild Gucci, Cheating Gucci, In Jail Gucci, publicly with other women Gucci. This is Gucci at the therapy, rehabilitation. Jesus. Point is, this is a rider who knew what she signed up for.
Let me tell you this right now. After all that drama, the only Gucci I want is a belt to whoop his ass. Gucci,
well, you know what? Well, now she's getting backlash from people online saying that women shouldn't have to put up with all that to get a good man.
Here's the thing that people don't say about this story. Gucci Mane gave his then-girlfriend $1 million. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So first of all, before you go bragging on what all she did, you know, for him, you got to look at what he did for her. So when he went off to jail, he left her with a grip of cash, and she multiplied that million.
She started so many businesses with that
she
money.
Did. Yeah. Smart businesswoman. She
so if you want to do all of that, fellas, leave me a milli, and then I'll think about it.
Okay, okay. She wasn't crying in poverty, honey.
She was.
She crying on some rich sheets.
Gucci Mane can do this.
Some Gucci slippers on.
Gucci Mane can do this, but U.S. Polo Association man cannot.
All right, well, we're going to switch gears a little bit. Actor Neil Patrick Harris was just cast in the upcoming fourth installment of The Matrix. But before that, he's got some recovering to do. Now, in an Instagram post, he shared that while on a family vacation in Croatia over the summer, he hand planted on a sea urchin.
Oh my gosh.
He pulled out most of the spines. I guess he thought he got them all out, but it turns out one of them pierced through a tendon. That tendon got infected.
Oh, wow.
So then he had to have an ultrasound and he had surgery on his hand. But check out the picture that he posted to Instagram. It's a recovery picture.
Yeah.
He says the only drawback is having to wear this massive hand elevating contraption for the foreseeable future. His husband, David Burtka, commented, nice package. Oh, which is what I want to say. This is a thirst trap. Yes, this is a thirst. He's like, look at my hand. That's not what I'm looking at.
Right. Well, when I look at his face, the face actually looks like it's ready for the Matrix. It's kind of like, but then the hand looks like it's ready for the Addams Family.
You know, and you as the spouse, I wouldn't bring attention to my man's package. I would just like ignore it or tell him, baby, delete that. Maybe you should get another angle.
Maybe he's saying nice package because the hand is wrapped up.
He's talking about them gray jogging pants that I banned. You ain't even leaving the house with no gray jogging pants on.
No,
I think not.
No, honey,
and it's great jogging pants season. Man. We argue every morning. The other day, I was like, you need to put on two pair of basketball shorts, buddy.
See, I can't even lie. That is a nice
like
package.
Like Queens, honey, and Tuck.
I have a bigger problem with Neil Patrick Harris
problem?
Going to be in The Matrix. You know, is he going to be the next, who's Lawrence Fishburne's character?
Morpheus.
Is he going to be Morpheus?
Morpheus.
You got Doogie Howser going red pill or blue pill. I mean.
All right, so we're moving on. If you're looking for a job with Uncle Snoop, then all you gotta do is be good with your fingers. Chills, not what I mean. Now, during a recent appearance on the Howard Stern Show, Snoop revealed he pays a person a pretty good salary per year to roll his joints for him. Now, in a quick enough time for him to take a smoke, take a look.
Is this a guy who is specifically hired by you?
That's his J-O-B, his occupation. On his resume, it say, what do you do? I'm a blunt roller.
I roll blunts.
Is that what he's
professional?
For
PBR, professional blunt roller.
How does it come about, Snoop?
If you're great at something that I need, I'm hiring.
What kind of income can a guy make rolling joints? I mean, because this could turn into, you know, it's almost like a sommelier or something like that.
That's somewhere between $40,000 and $50,000 a year.
Really, it's that is. Awesome.
Yeah.
How do you know? If I can start rolling.
I better practice. You know, don't be me.
And he gets to smoke from the
free
weed.
That's a pretty dope job.
Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Dang. 40 or 50 grand a year, and you get free weed.
Okay, let me calculate this. So it says, let's see. He rolls, about 81 blunts times 365 is $29,565. You divide that by $50,000. He's getting paid less than 1 cent a blunt.
Damn. Wow. Okay, now that you put it that way.
So you're breaking all kind of labor law.
But if that same blunt roller is skimming nicks off the top, you know, he could actually start a little side business.
Am I the only one disappointed to think that Snoop can't roll joints? I
think he just doesn't have to anymore.
He doesn't have time.
He could just, I think he rolled joints with his eyelids if he wanted to. I mean, he's like, is about being that rich, or is that dog so old he needs some glucosamine for his joints?
Definitely not that. He's supplying jobs to people.
Is anybody good at rolling joints in this room?
I don't even smoke weed.
Get out.
You leave now, Tammy Mac. Get out of here. Who do you think could roll the fastest blunt?
I think Brad. Would give that to Brad all day. Yeah.
She got a blunt certificate.
I'll be pressed for time, honey. I had to hurry up. Find out what celebrity parents say keeping it real is the best thing to do for their kids. We'll reveal who after the break. Dish Nation.
Nurses, doctors, dentists, and people who work in medicine and healthcare are pretty awesome. What these amazing people do every day is more than a job, and what they wear is more than a uniform. Shouldn't they look even cooler than those doctors on Grey's Anatomy? Shouldn't they wear scrubs that help them feel good and perform at their best? For years, nurses, doctors, dentists, and other awesome medical professionals were forced to wear scratchy, ill-fitting scrubs. Every set of Figs is antimicrobial, protects from germs and bacteria, ridiculously soft and moisture wicking, features four-way stretch, and every time you shop at Figs, they give scrubs to healthcare providers in need around the world through their Threads for Threads initiative. I got my scrubs made with yoga waistbands, and they are so comfortable. So whether you're one of the awesome humans who works in healthcare or someone that wants to say thanks, Figs is going to make that easy by providing you with 15% off your first purchase by using our code DISH. Get ready to love your scrubs. Head to wearfigs.com. That's WEARFIGS.com and enter our code DISH at checkout.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? The IRS has hired private debt collection agencies to start collecting outstanding taxes. They can garnish your wages and put liens on your property. So if you're drowning in tax debt, get ready for this tax relief hotline. Civic Tax Relief can protect you from the IRS and the collection agencies so you can stop the added fees, the wage garnishments, and more. If you're backed into a corner with $10,000 or more in back taxes, call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. You may qualify for the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. And get this, Civic Tax Relief has a 5-star rating on the Better Business Bureau. You can save thousands in tax forgiveness, or you may qualify for other special relief programs based on your specific situation. Civic Tax Relief Special Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for absolutely free. Just call 800-506-5803. 800-506-5803. Don't wait. The consultation is free. The information is free. This call can save you thousands. Call now. 800-506-5803. 800-506-5803. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Hey, hey. All right, y'all. Now, Hollywood couple Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard are keeping it a buck with their daughters, 4-year-old Delta and 6-year-old Lincoln. Now, the actors recently had their truthful parenting style highlighted in a commercial for plant-based food company Light Life, and it's actually kind of funny. Check it out.
There are a lot of theories on how to parent. You got to find what works for you, and what works for us is honesty.
Brutal honesty.
So what were you guys doing?
Well, sometimes when mommy and daddy consensually agree to a romantic encounter, the mommy takes the daddy's penis, AKA coitus.
Mm. Wow. You even drew to scale.
I respect this level of gangster.
What?
Oh, my God.
Okay. I like how they roll.
I dream to be that type of parent, too.
So you would draw PJ a diagram of a man and woman's body and show what piece is what and what goes in where consensually?
I actually think that y'all are miscalculating. Now, my mom did it with me. Now, my mom had a whole... Now, she didn't physically draw it on the board, but my mom would go and buy the sex videos. There were cartoons, and it would show the cartoons having sex, show the male and the female anatomy. She also would bring home books of STDs, show us what it looked like.
It's like that scared straight approach.
Oh, yeah. And then at the end of the day, she always said to me, if you want to do grown folks things, you're going to deal with grown folk issues.
That's right.
All right, guys, y'all know I was scrolling on Instagram, and I saw a post that according to Golden Ratio, supermodel Bella Hadid was named the most beautiful woman in the world.
What's Golden Ratio?
What does that even mean? What's
okay, and guess who's second, y'all? This is the gag. Beyonce. Beyonce is second, y'all. She's most beautiful woman in the world.
Girl, bye.
Well, that's understood. I mean, because think about it, Golden Ratio. That's like the mathematics of, you know, the sciences and all this.
Mm-hmm.
Beyonce's nose doesn't really match with her eyes. They don't align up.
Oh,
so that throws her out of the ratio.
Absolutely not.
Well, you're kind of right, Gary. Now, the Golden Ratio of Beautify is a scientific Greek mathematics system designed to measure physical perfection. And it determined that Bella was 94.35% on a scale of up to 100. And Beyonce was 92.44% beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So, what y'all think? Let's take a look. Y'all tell me if y'all think this is accurate.
They do look similar in this particular photo, like that whole golden ratio. Like, they have a similar chin and nose.
Well, it's how you measure it. You know, the symmetry of a face. Theirs, apparently, it's close to 100% what it needs to be beautiful.
According to the Greek.
According to Greek mythology. So.
Well, the Greeks are freaks.
Nobody's perfect.
Mm-mm.
One eyebrow ain't like the other one, okay?
I like
would you date a guy with an upper or a lowercase I?
I'm sure I have. I done dated all type of man, okay?
All right, so y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time!
All right, right, today's deal is the Extreme True Wireless Stereo Earbuds with charging case. Now, these earbuds pair together for true wireless stereo sound. They have a comfortable in-ear design, ergonomically designed, and ultra-lightweight to provide lasting comfort for when you have them on. And check this out. It has one-touch control that allows you to answer calls, play and pause music, and redial the last call you made. Now, the Bluetooth can be connected to two smartphones, so you can answer calls from either one.
All right, now, Head Craig, do they have a strong signal? Because I move around a lot.
Portia, you know I got you, man. Listen, you can twerk and enjoy skip-free music from up to 30 feet working distance, and they're easy to use. They won't tangle or wrap around your neck.
That sounds good, Head Craig, but how long does the battery last?
You know what? I'm glad you asked. The battery provides up to 120 hours for standby and up to amazing 3 to 4 hours for music or continuous talk, and it includes a case that charges it up to 4 times, and it's available in white, black, blue, teal, pink, and gray.
Now, this all sounds cute, but how much is it here?
Bro, this is the best part. Now, usually this runs as high as $80, but for the Dish Nation family, it's only
$25. Oh, $25?
Okay. Yep, just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
All right, we got a little bit of an update for you guys. So you remember when Bachelorette fave Mike Johnson decided to ask Keke Palmer out on a date on live TV?
Yes.
Thursday. Well, Keke has responded, and sorry to say, shut him down. Shut him down.
I can see that coming.
Now, she told her co-host, Strahan and Sarah, that she felt ambushed when the Bachelor star asked her out in front of the world. Check it out.
And now is the moment we've been waiting for, Keke. Are you going to go on a date with Mike Johnson, a.k.a. Big Mike?
No.
Why?
I don't know. It really scares me to date people in the industry. That's number one. Yeah. Number two, he asked me in front of everybody. I felt totally like, no.
You felt uncomfortable?
I felt ambushed. I felt like it was like a big old gag. You know, I felt like I was the gag.
I've been duped, love.
Well, damn. And she wasted no time answering.
Nope. And that's one thing you get about girls of color, honey. They ain't trying to dance around the issue or nothing.
Why?
She came out and said no. If that had been her college, she said, well,
he seems like a nice guy.
But I wouldn't know. Yeah. But I loved her blouse, though, bitch.
Oh, yes, honey. Yeah. But she feel like you try to put me on the spot. And listen to me, like you said, a black girl straight up with it. Mm-hmm. She done worked very hard for where she has come in life. Right. And she ain't about to let no thirst trapping person or no opportunist come up on her.
The Bachelor or Bachelorette.
Uh-huh. He put her in a spot. She put him in a spot. She's friend zone.
Okay.
Where not you even. Forever will lay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, somebody like her who always flies low, you can't do nothing like that on live TV.
Exactly. Yeah.
Especially when you bounce from, like, the Bachelorette to
Demi Lovato.
Right. Now you try to shoot your shot at Freaky Keke? Oh,
Freaky Keke.
I don't even know if that's a thing, but I'm
I like that name.
It's like me asking a head crack on a date in front of y'all.
Exactly.
I'd have to go along with it because of the climate that we'd be like, oh, man, no, not right now. But when a commercial break, off.
All right, y'all, moving on to another update. Nicki Minaj done fooled us all yesterday, y'all. We got all excited hearing that she was doing a song with Adele, right?
Uh-huh.
And come to find out, it was all a dream.
Uh-huh.
Yes, y'all, she tweeted that she was being sarcastic regarding her comments about a possible collaboration. She wrote, oh my God, guys, I thought everyone could clearly see I was being sarcastic. Now I have to go to Adele's studio to steal some files. Who's in the UK? I got a job for you.
Oh, man.
True.
I was really ready for this. Because
it didn't seem too far-fetched.
Not at all.
Is she at least doing a song with Adele Givens? I mean, can we get any Adele Nicki Minaj collab?
Do the swallow the Tic Tac.
See, this is just a cover-up, y'all. She told y'all that Adele told her not to say nothing. And she let the cat out the bag.
And Adele was like, girl.
Yes, all the Nicki fans, we done got excited. All the Adele fans done got excited. She got to have to pull it back.
That's what y'all think?
Oh, yeah. This is just like when a celebrity says, I'm not pregnant. And then they pop out a baby about 5 months later.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Adele gonna mess around and do a song with Megan Thee Stallion on y'all.
All right, y'all. Find out how one man slayed his rendition of one of Beyonce's songs, and he didn't even have to sing to do it. We'll explain after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
All right, Headcrack, you might have to step on the side because there's a new bearded star on the rise. Last weekend was LGBTQ Pride here in Atlanta, and ASL interpreter David Cowan gave it everything he had while interpreting Beyonce's song, Get Me Body. Check it out.
To my house, I don't want no gifts.
No,
he wasn't lit.
But he wasn't singing the song.
You thought he was bogan.
Yeah, bitch. I don't know.
What if they played My Neck, My Back that day? I would love to see him interpretate that one.
I was impressed, though. I didn't even know, honey. I thought the girl was just bogan.
How would you have interpreted it if he was him?
Oh, hell, they could have had you up there, Gary.
Oh, God.
He's like the Ebonics interpreter.
I still feel like you over there signing out Diana Ross. We want to hear Beyonce.
Yeah, you always coming out.
Right. I'm coming.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.